It is difficult not to feel a sense of loss at the passing away on Sunday, 27th November 2022, of Richard Cardinal Bawob, Bishop of Wah, Ghana, and President of the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa, Madagascar, and the Islands, SECAM, and one of the recently created cardinals in Africa. May God be merciful to him, and may his soul rest in perfect peace. When His Eminence was elected by the bishops of SECAM at their assembly in Accra, Ghana, at the end of July 2022, even before the consistory of his installation in Rome, his joyful acceptance injected a new dynamism into the life of the church in Africa. He, being an ever-smiling prelate, he immediately exuded a sense of confidence and positivity in the entire assembly. And everybody was quite positive that something good was going to begin to happen at a new level in Africa to complement the work of those who had taken the leadership of SECAM before. And that was obvious from the immediate meeting that he summoned of the outgoing executives then, and the standing committee, and the standing committee that he himself had to work with. It was clear that it was going to be a continuation of the good work that had been done by the standing committee and the executive of Cardinal Philip Ouedraogo of Burkina Faso, and that it was going to be taken to another level on issues of, for example, the unity and communion of the church in Africa, on financial autonomy and responsible leadership that was clearly defined for all those who had to take those responsibilities. I was particularly touched by his very synodal and inclusive method adopted at that meeting, listening to everybody and trying to complement one with the other so that we could all work together to help Africa to be better represented even in the new synodal process that's ongoing. I had the good fortune and privilege of seeing Cardinal Richard a few days before he actually passed away in the Missionaries of Africa House in Rome. And I was touched by his positive, optimistic mien. He was telling me that he was quite eager to come back to work so that the assignment we had at hand could actually be completed. Though he was looking frail, his mood was very high. But all that is not meant to be. I am sure that he will be praying for us from heaven above. And I know that his smile and his optimism will stay with us for a long time and keep SECAM going. I express condolences to his family, to SECAM, and to his brothers and sisters as well at different levels. May the Lord rest his soul in perfect peace.